Hello, and welcome to the November edition of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska. We'll start today with some dates for your diary. There's a lot happening in Europe next year, with London as the focus, so check out the November Journal for important previews and calls for papers. From the 2nd to the 4th of February, the second of our international conferences on audio for games will take place in London, chaired by Michael Kelly. A packed program of research and educational offerings promises to make this an event not to be missed for anyone involved with the games industry. Back to London, too, for the 130th convention, running from May 13th to the 16th. Plan to join your colleagues for the chance to catch up on the latest news, take in some professional development, and see the latest in audio technology. This promises to be Europe's number one audio industry networking event for 2011. Then on to Germany in July for the International Conference on Semantic Audio, to find out all about how audio can be searched, indexed, and described. Building on the theme of one of our recent international conferences, Francis Rumsey's November feature article delves into the secret world of forensic audio analysis. You can learn about the latest research on detecting edits and audio data compression, as well as about ways of disguising voices and measuring speech intelligibility. This month's Standards News provides an update on the most recent developments, including topics of interest to archivists such as the life expectancy of CDR and MO discs, and the care and handling of magnetic tape. There's also news about digital audio measurement, audio file transfer, and microphone measurement. Elias Kokinis and John Mourgopoulos take us into the world of source separation algorithms with the first research paper in the November issue. They explain that typical blind source separation algorithms can be used to separate the sound of an intended instrument picked up by a microphone from an undesired interference of other sources. However, the signal is a mixture of sources and room impulse responses, so the conventional filter does not always work well. This leads the authors to propose using a Wiener filter, which seems to offer superior results when separating two audio sources while being simple and efficient into the bargain. Getting rid of acoustic feedback in sound reinforcement systems is something of a challenge, and many feedback detection algorithms run the risk of detecting howl round when it's actually a tonal element in the music. Using multiple detection criteria, Toon van Watershoot and Mark Moonen managed to reduce the false alarm rate from as high as 33% down to as low as 3%. In order to make sure that sound quality remained as high as possible, they had to optimize the adjustment of various thresholds in the algorithm. There's a novel application of microphone arrays described in an engineering report by Philip Gillett and his colleagues on hearing restoration headsets. The authors claim that hearing protection headsets can be made acoustically transparent to the user if environmental sound can be easily localized. Using three microphones per headphone, along with a three-dimensional model of a Keymar mannequin, they were able to recreate an appropriate head-related transfer function and verify the results in an anechoic chamber. Quite a lot of recent audio coding systems use some form of bandwidth extension to restore the high-frequency content that has not been entirely transmitted. In some cases, this is attempted blind, without any knowledge of the original spectrum. Li-Jing Chung, Deep Sen, and Julian Epps show how an analysis of multiple bands of the existing audio to find mutual information can be used to estimate the most salient features of the missing components. The gain, spectral envelope, and harmonicity can be extracted, for example. Although subjective and objective tests showed superior results to existing schemes, the harmonicity prediction module had a high computational cost owing to its use of high-order prediction filters. When you've had enough of reading about recent audio research work, why not catch up on news of the AES sections around the world, including the Chicago section's tour around the city schools of violin making and Toronto's wireless microphone management seminar. You can also read a review of the third edition of Tom Holman's book, Sound for Film and Television, written by Neil Shaw. Join us next month for the December edition of the AES Journal podcast. Meanwhile, we wish all our members and followers good tidings of the season. As always, we welcome new members to the Audio Engineering Society. To join, please visit www.aes.org/join. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska. Thanks for listening.